Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to say special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, and they have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where their leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 10 a.m., but they also have Sunday school at 9 a.m. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. And you can also catch them on Facebook and YouTube. And they also have a website called comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. So I thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
This ain't no ordinary.
Give it all I have.
I'ma give it.
Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary worship, he said. And the main reason why he said is because he said, the God that I serve is greater than the ordinary. Hallelujah. When you think about everything that he's done, he created the universe. Hallelujah. When you look outside and you see his creation, that right there tells you that he's greater than the ordinary. Just looking at his creation should give us a reason to give him worship, but not just an ordinary worship. He said, I'm going to give him everything that I have. Glory to God. This ain't no ordinary worship. This ain't no ordinary year. So when we think about everything that's going on throughout the year of 2020, and for us to still be here, that right there should encourage us to bless him, to give him glory, to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I pray that your Thanksgiving was blessed. No, it wasn't ordinary, but it was still a day that we on this earth called Thanksgiving to reflect, to remember, to remind, but most of all, to rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless your name, God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen? We're going to be coming out of the book of Psalm, the 8th chapter, and we're going to read all 9 verses. Psalm 8 chapter, verses 1 through 9. I'm going to read it in the King James Version, and then I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible, amen? Psalm 8 chapter, verse 1, and it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. And it reads, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on and above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and unweaned infants, you have established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained and established, where is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of unborn man that you care for him? Yet you have made him but a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. This morning we're going to be talking about the extraordinary creature. The extraordinary creature. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for allowing us to come before you, God, to sit at your feet, to sit on your lap and lay on your bosom, Father, to hear your heartbeat, to dwell in your presence. Thank you, Father, for being God. Thank you for being you, Father. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply to our lives, to make it personal, Father, that we may be prepared, equipped, and ready to go into this world and do what you called us to do, to be a light in darkness, to be the salt of the earth. We thank you and we praise you just for who you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This particular song is actually an angel, an angelic being. He's having a conversation with God, and he's telling him just how excellent and majestic and glorious his name is in all the earth. And then he was describing his creation. But then he got to one area, and even the angel had to question and ask God, what is man? See, I know what the earth is. I know what the moon is. I know what the sun and the stars are. But what is man? That's what we're going to talk about this morning. the extraordinary creature. And see, I read the two different versions because in one particular scripture, verse 5, in the King James Version, it says, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." Now, even the angels are not crowned with glory and honor. So that's why it was so interesting for the angel to see this created being and not understand what it was. And in the Amplified Bible, it reads, "Yet you have made him but a little lower than God." See, when we look at the word angel, in the Hebrew text, the root word is Elohim. And we know Elohim to be God, the supreme being. So the angel was actually saying that this man that you have created, you have made him a little lower than you, God. Hallelujah. A little lower than you, the supreme being, Elohim. So let's look at the word extraordinary. We're going to read a few definitions this morning, but it's for us to understand the extraordinary creature. Amen. Extraordinary is going beyond what is usual, regular, or customary. It means exceptional to a very marked extent. For example, you see something that's beautiful, but then you add the word extraordinary to it. It makes it even more beautiful than what it is. Extraordinary employed for or sits on a special function or service. I want us to keep this one in mind. Employed for or sits on a special function or service. Now, when you look at the word extraordinary, it's actually two words combined into one. The first word being extra. Extra is more than is due, usual, or necessary, subject to an additional charge, subject to an additional charge. When I think about that, I think about the price that Jesus paid. Glory to God, by going to the cross. And see, he didn't just die, but he went through so much anguish and so much suffering because of the additional charge of dying for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Extra, an attractive addition or accessory. Frill, frill, F-R-I-L-L, frill is something decorative or useful and desirable, but not essential. Another word is luxury. So when I think about the word luxury, the man, the human being, is what I call the Bentley of God's creation. Glory to God. The Rolls Royce of God's creation. Extra is something of superior quality or grade. It means outside or beyond. See, the angel couldn't understand this man that God created because it wasn't something that was usual, something that was common to what he was used to seeing. So it stood out. It got his attention. Imagine that. When we think about heaven and everything that God has created, the streets are paved with gold. There's pearls, gems, royal stones everywhere. So this is what the angel is used to seeing. But while looking at all of that, glory to God, something caught his attention to ask God, what is that? Hallelujah. The extraordinary creature. Now, the other word is ordinary. Ordinary is of a kind to be expected in the normal order of events, routine or usual. It means having or constituting immediate or original jurisdiction, belonging to such jurisdiction. And see, that's why the man was so interesting to the angel, because the world that the angel was used to, the man was created out of, as we say, out of this world. Ordinary, of common quality, rank, or ability. Ordinary means deficient in quality, poor, or inferior. That's what ordinary means. Now let's look at the word creature. Creature is something created, either animate or inanimate, as a lower animal, a foreign animal, a human being, or a being of anomalous or uncertain aspect or nature. One that is the servile or slave, dependent or tool of another, an instrument. That's what a creature is. Now, the word anomalous, A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S, anomalous, it means inconsistent with or deviating from what is usual, normal, or expected. It means irregular or unusual. Of uncertain nature or classification. Huh. See, we're called creatures, but we're all in different classifications. You have the birds, you have the fish, you have the animals, and you have the human beings. We're all classified differently. God created us in such a way that it caused the angel to ask, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" You're always thinking about him. You're always talking about him. You're always aware of his coming and going. You're always watching him. Why do you care so much about man? Let's go to Genesis. Genesis, the first chapter. The extraordinary creature. Genesis, the first chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 20. Genesis 1 and verse 20. And it reads, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day." Verse 24, it reads, "And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good." Verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness." So this next creation is different from what he has already created. Because this particular creation, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. See, everything else he created after its own kind. But this particular creature was different. Says, "And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created this particular creature to have dominion over the creatures that he had already created. This is a different type of creature. This is an extraordinary creature. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Listen to that. In the image of God, he created him. You know how in our hometowns, when we were children, and someone would see us and say, "Boy, you look just like your daddy. Girl, you look just like your mom." We were created in the same image and after the same likeness of God. So in essence, whenever someone sees us, they should say, "You look just like God." Because he is our Father in heaven. Amen. Those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Because we've been adopted into this family of God. Image. Image is a reproduction or imitation of the form of a person or thing. It's a visual representation of something as exact likeness. A visual representation of something as exact likeness. And the word likeness is a copy or a portrait, an appearance, a resemblance, the quality or state of being like. So not only should we look like God, but we also should act like God. He gave man dominion. Dominion means supreme authority, sovereignty, absolute ownership. That's what dominion means. Power. When Jesus rose from the grave, he rose with all power. But then he said, "This power that I have, now I'm giving it to you. For you to go into the world, into all the earth, and preach the gospel. Teach the nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In my name, Jesus." He's given us that power. He's given us that authority. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. The extraordinary creature. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. And we're going to start at verse 14. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible. Second Corinthians 5, starting at verse 14. talking about the extraordinary creature. Verse 14, it reads, "For the love of Christ controls and urges and impels us, because we are of the opinion and conviction that if one died for all, then all die. And he died for all so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves." I want to read that again. "And he died for all so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for him who died and was raised again for their sake." This is why we're alive. We're alive because Jesus is alive. And because he's alive, we're not our own, because we live through his life. Because when he died, says everyone who has accepted him has died. And now that he's alive, everyone that lives in him does not live for themselves anymore. We live for him. Amen. Verse 16, "Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view." We see differently. "In terms of natural standards of value. No, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human viewpoint, and as a man, yet now we have such knowledge of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh." He came. He was born and he lived as a natural man. But when he died and rose from the grave, he was no longer natural. He's now supernatural. Glory to God. He's now an extraordinary creature. That's who he is. And because he is, we are. Verse 17, "Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. But all things are from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with himself, and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation." that by word and deed we might aim to bring others into harmony with him. A lot of people say, well, I ain't no preacher. This right here just said that he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. We've been overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So we all can talk about who Jesus is and what Jesus did for us. But along with that, we can also share where he brought us from. Give our testimony. And because he did it for me, he also can do it for you. So we all have the ministry of reconciliation. Glory to God. See, minister is not just a title. Minister is an assignment. Minister is not just a title. Minister is an assignment. So all have been assigned to go out and share the gospel and share our testimonies so that others will be reconciled to God. Amen? We're extraordinary creatures. Verse 19 says, it was God personally present in Christ. Emmanuel means God with us. It was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting up and holding against men their trespasses, thank you, Father, but canceling them and committing to us the message of reconciliation, of the restoration to favor. So he's given us the ministry of reconciliation, and he's committed to us the message of reconciliation. So we have the assignment, and we also have the instructions, the message, the word of God. So we are Christ ambassadors, God making his appeal as it were through us. God making his appeal to this dying world through us. We as Christ's personal representatives beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered you and be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus. For our sake, he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him, we might become righteousness. We might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God. What we ought to be approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness. That's who we are. The extraordinary creature. Now, the word ambassador says we are Christ's ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassador is an official envoy or envoy, especially a diplomatic agent of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as the resident representative of his or her own government or sovereign, or appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignment. So what is all of that saying? We are in this world, but we're not of this world. We are God's moral agents to represent Him on this earth. That's who we are. Says we've been appointed for a special and temporary diplomatic assignment. Temporary meaning that we're not here forever. So while we're here, we have an assignment that we've been given. Ambassador, an authorized representative or messenger, an authorized representative or messenger, a representative of one royal court to another. Royal court. He called us a royal priesthood. Envoy or envoy is a minister. This long word, plenipotentiary. I'm going to spell it in a minute. A minister plenipotentiary accredited to a foreign government who ranks between an ambassador and a minister resident. Listen to this. Also called envoy extraordinary. A person delegated to represent one government in its dealings with another. So that's who we are. We're here to represent the government of the kingdom of God in this earthly government. A messenger or a representative. That plenipotentiary, P-L-E-N-I-P, O-T-E-N-T-I-A-R-Y, plenipotentiary. It's a person and especially a diplomatic agent invested with full power to transact business. That's what that is. A person and especially a diplomatic agent invested with full power to transact business. Well, what's that business? Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs 13 chapter, verse 17. Proverbs 13 chapter, verse 17. And it reads, a wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is help. Now I'm going to read it in an Amplified Bible. It says, a wicked messenger falls into evil, but a faithful ambassador brings healing. A faithful ambassador brings healing. A lot of people are saying, God, heal this world. What God is saying, I've sent you. And I'm sending you with my word. For the Bible says that he sent his word to heal them. So while people are waiting on God to heal this world, God is saying, no, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to be my faithful ambassadors, sharing the message of who I am. And who you are. Who my son Jesus is. And what he's done. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, starting at verse 14. And it reads, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Excuse me. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bear him witness and wonder at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? So, how do people see you? See, they knew who he was naturally, but because of what he just revealed to them, he became different. Where they had to ask a question. Who is he? Is not he Joseph's son? No. He is the Son of God, sent into this world to heal it. So as he is, so are we. We are the children of God, sent into this world to heal it by sharing the message. We are extraordinary creatures. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for showing us who we are through your Son, Jesus. Now help us to go out into this world and be your representatives, to be ambassadors, to walk in our authority so that others may be reconciled to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Williams. Love you. Talk to you next week. The extraordinary creature. God bless you.